OVO. Do energy differently.
Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? After my wife Pam died from bowel cancer, I did everything to contribute to today's research. And now I can help fund the discoveries of tomorrow. Whilst Pam never met her grandchildren, leaving a legacy means that even when I'm not here, I can make a difference to their lives.
Gifts in Wales fund a third of our work, helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwales. Together we are beating cancer.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Donald Trump says he doesn't have any plans to talk to his former ally Elon Musk and hopes he does well with Tesla. He's been speaking on Air Force One but has also announced online London will stage trade talks between officials from Washington and Beijing on Monday. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks says the movement on trade appears to be important.
The agenda for the meeting is to try and step back further from the brink. Remember that Donald Trump has already done a partial U-turn, but now this is going to be the real consequential negotiation between Chinese and American officials in the UK capital.
The authorities in Ukraine say at least six people are now known to have died after a major Russian attack between Thursday night and Friday morning. It followed warnings from President Putin the Kremlin would retaliate after strategic bombers were destroyed by Kyiv deep inside Russia. A man is due to appear in court later on today, accused of terrorism offences at Slough in Berkshire. Ilyas Akhtar from Cress Road is due to go before Westminster Magistrates Court. It's expected heavy rain, gusty winds and thunderstorms will hit parts of England and Wales later. A yellow warning is due to come into effect from 9 o'clock this morning. Up to 40 millimetres of rain could fall in just a few hours. And in sport, Wales have earned a comfortable 3-0 win over Liechtenstein in the World Cup qualifiers. They're top of their group, 2 points clear of North Macedonia. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And for your trio from the Classic FM Hall of Fame this morning, three big composers who are all fallers.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Thank you.
So, yes, three huge composers that crept down the top 300 for your Hall of Fame 3 at 3 this morning. That one, Tchaikovsky, down one at 59, his first piano concerto. Beatrice Rana played for us this morning with the National Academy of St. Cecilia Orchestra with Antonio Pappano at the helm. Just before it, Grieg, down four places at 56, his Peer Gynt Suite number one. And Nitra's Dance, played for you this morning by the Bergen Philharmonic and Edward Gardner conducted. So one more faller for your trio this morning from Brahms, his Symphony number one. It took him 2 decades to write it. It fell 61 places this year to number 281.
Thank you.
Brahms wrapping up your trio from the Classic FM Hall of Fame this morning. His Symphony No. 1 in C minor, played by the Boston Symphony Orchestra under Andras Nelsons, and for a whole hour of goodies from our top 300. Tim Leoru is your man here from 7 with your weekend breakfast on Classic FM, and from 9, a Hall of Fame hour.
This is Classic FM.
incidental music for a play by Maeterlinck that opened in London in 1898. Foray, that was his Pelléas and Mélisande suite, and from it, the Sicilienne played by Emmanuel Pahut and Mariko Anraku. It was actually composed for a completely different project, but reused or recycled, if you will, into this beautiful, elegant and melancholic piece. It followed Maria, something else for the West End stage, Bernstein's music for West Side Story. Joshua Bell played this morning with the Philharmonia with David Zinman at the podium.
Thank you.
the opening movements of Schumann's first symphony, played by Staatskapelle Dresden, Christian Thielemann conducting on Classic FM. Katie Brethwick, he had to keep the seat warm until four when my colleague Sam Pittis will be along to hold your hand through until 7 o'clock when Tim Yoru takes over the reins. So, yes, the best is yet to come on Classic FM. Next, from me, a bit of Bizet.
Listening to Classic FM.
Oh, gosh, it's got a lovely folky quality to it, hasn't it? Shostakovich, the waltz from his Moscow Cheryomushki suite. It's a part of Moscow, a poorer suburb of the city of Moscow. The Philadelphia Orchestra played on Classic FM, conducted by Ricardo Chailly. Just before it, a really interesting performance of Bizet's Habanera from his opera Carmen. You heard Malena Ehrenmann, the soprano, performing with guitarist Mats Bergstrom on Classic FM, L'amour est un oiseau rebelle. Love is like a wild bird. Katie Brethwick with one more for you before I give you up to Sam Pittis from John Rutter. A Whaley Whaley, or The Water is Wide. John Rutter, performed by Andrew Williams, Rolf Wilson and the Royal Philharmonic. I'll see you tomorrow morning from 1. Sam Pittis is next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
The world is vast, offering endless possibilities. But Claire's world has only been getting smaller. She doesn't leave the country. She barely leaves the house, still traumatised by that roadside bomb in Iraq. More than 20 years ago. For many, the battle continues, Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems, helping them rediscover the world they once knew. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Donald Trump says he's not interested in talking to his former ally Elon Musk after the pair's public falling out. Presidential aides had been hoping a phone conversation would take place on Friday afternoon. The pair have been trading blows on social media. The journalist and Trump biographer Michael Wolff thinks the president may have picked a fight with the wrong person.
Remember, he is on the fast train to being the world's first trillionaire. Will he use those resources to go after Trump relentlessly, indefatigably, and to bring him down? He may be the one person who has a chance to do that.
Patients will soon be able to make appointments and get test results on the NHS app as part of a £50 million upgrade at the health service. The government says it will get rid of the need for 50 million letters every year and also save £200 million on stamps and stationery over the next 3 years. The UK's Foreign Secretary is beginning a visit to India this weekend. David Lammy will be in New Delhi a month after his government signed a trade deal with the country. And in sport this morning and in tennis, the women's final of the French Open will be taking place at Roland Garros later on this afternoon. Aryna Sabalenka will be taking on Coco Gauff of the United States, with both players hoping to win the Grand Slam title for the first time. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Welcome to you. I'm Sam Pittis. Whether you're up working or whether you're tucked up in the duvet, a grand slam of great pieces to come, but we start with a meditation.